From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity. In a string of Twitter comments on Wednesday, he said, after consultation with the military, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. His action drew an immediate rebuke from a leading group supporting transgender rights, as well as lawmakers who had favored last year's policy change by the Obama administration. Human Rights Campaign President Chad Griffin said, "I know transgender service members and vets who have done more to serve their country than Donald Trump has in his entire life." Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday. After almost 6 weeks, he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. He's the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. Scalise was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were participating in a baseball practice on June 14th. Leaders of the U.S. Central Bank say they are holding the key interest rate steady at a low level in a range between 1 and 1.25 percent for the time being. In a report Wednesday, Federal Reserve officials said the world's largest economy is growing at a, quote, moderate pace. The job market is improving, but inflation remains a bit low. Federal Reserve officials cut short-term interest rates to nearly zero during the financial crisis to boost investment and growth. They say the recovering economy no longer needs so much help. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The Trump administration on Wednesday announced new sanctions against 13 individuals connected to the government of Venezuela and the state oil company in an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a new controversial constitutional assembly. Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States for its imposition of new sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election in the United States. On Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation that also expands congressional limits on President Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea. Science seems to be finally winning the war in the war against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But experts gathered at a conference in Paris on the deadly disease say proposed cuts in global funding may delay the final blow. VOA's George Putich reports.
It took 3 decades from the appearance of the first drug for slowing the onset of AIDS to today's drug cocktails that save many of the infected patients from what was inevitable death. The conference on AIDS, held this week in Paris, reflected optimism about new treatments and concern about proposed cuts in funding, especially by the U.S. government. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo highlighted the lack of funds.
I want to remind you that $7 billion per year is still missing in the fight against AIDS in the world.
In spite of the latest advances, the virus that causes AIDS remains a formidable enemy. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.
A new bout of violence in the Central African Republic, where 2 Moroccan peacekeepers were killed Tuesday, risks derailing years of efforts to restore a fragile stability. That's the warning from the United Nations, whose Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday condemned the killing of the peacekeepers. They were ambushed in a southeastern town on Tuesday, just 2 days after another soldier was killed in an attack on the same contingent. The UN chief called on all parties to stop the violence and take action to avoid a further deterioration of the fragile security situation in the country. The country is struggling to emerge from a civil war that began in 2013. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.